Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Yes, and in the building we have Manu Worldstar and Luna Florentino. What's happening, guys?
Hey, we love.
I honestly don't think I'm cool enough for this conversation to even be like... the last time I wore a bandana was probably when I was like a kid, and even then it was like a stretch at looking cool. And here you are, you're rocking it, bringing it into 2018, making it a thing.
Shout out,
and a whole Supreme situation, and some people are still trying to figure out where they even buy Supreme. And yet here you are, of course, Punchline Music in the building. Manu and Luna are here. So for someone that's never come across you guys before, how would you describe your individual hustles, the collective hustle, just the overall first name basis? It's nice to meet you kind of intro.
Well, obviously you've mentioned that we are Punchline.
Yeah.
Before, and shout out to my boy Tony X, who's also here with us.
Yeah.
So let's get to the beginning of Punchline, I think, right?
Yeah.
Me and Luna were working with each other for like quite some time before we actually decided to, you know, make this a thing. So we worked on a few records. We have this one song called Yeowin, which actually like kickstarted my career a little bit, and it features Luna Florentino. So we've always been working together. We've always had that vibe before we made things official. So I was on a show called The Hustle, and I had met D Exclusive, who's also part of Punchline. He couldn't make it here tonight, but long story short, we kind of like after the show, we kind of like were in a room making music, and we're like,
damn.
Why do we sound so fresh together? Damn. Like, we literally camped for, like, 2 days making records. We made, like, 7 records, and they were all banging. So we're like, guys, I think this is not... It's not a game, man. Mm. Like, let's do this as Punchline. So that's how Punchline came in. I've been rapping since about 15 years old. I started off as an R&B singer first, man. I touched the mic at 14 for the first time. I was in studio. I made this one song called You're In My Head. It was about a girl, you know. I was in my feelings. Young love, you know.
Come on.
She broke my heart, though. That's what made me a savage. Right? Yeah, I'm a young savage. Now,
are you a savage as well, Tony X?
Hey. I let the boys answer that. I don't know.
Hey, man. All I'm going to say is make sure you get potion. If you want to find out who the savage is in Punchline, get potion and bump the music. The answers are in the music.
It's true.
It's in the music. Yeah.
So guys, tell me about cutting through the clutter, because there's a lot of young people trying to do what it is that you're trying to do. And as a collective, obviously, it makes you stronger as well, because it's, you know, more resources, more people. You appeal to more people.
Yeah.
But it's possibly one of the most competitive spaces to be in 2018. So how do you strategically think what it is that's going to not only musically set you apart, but also just brand wise kind of set you apart from everybody who's trying to, you know, make it big in that space as well?
I think like one of like my strongest points is just originality. Like, first of all, like, nobody can be a better version than you. Like, nobody can be you better than you. You know what I'm saying? So that's the first thing that would like definitely set me apart from everybody else. Like, nobody dresses like me. Nobody sounds like me. I'm not mimicking anybody too, you know? So I'm like past the phase where like we're trying to imitate what's already out there. And we're at a point where now we're trying to create what's ours, and we're trying to, you know, grow the culture. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just putting out what's already there, you know? So I think that's what's going to like put us in our own lane. You feel me?
Yeah, and like in 2018, man, it's a lot of fast food music out here. Everybody's a rapper. Everybody can rap, you know. It doesn't take much now. You don't have to have the A's and B's of how to make a rhyme. You just need autotune. You need autotune and an 808, and you a rapper. So it's everybody gets kind of like lost in this pool of rappers. So what I like about us is before we started working together, we all had individual fan base. We all had a strong, you know, following coming up, and together it just brought a whole bunch of people that didn't know the other artists existed together, and they found out that, oh, smack, so Manu's not the only guy. He's rolling with Luna, who's dope, and Tony, who's dope. So yeah, that's how we kind of like broke out the clutter. Like, our first EP, Potion, which is an acronym for Pissed Off the Neighbors, that trended number in top five in South Africa.
Yeah.
On the first day, before it even dropped, like, it was trending. People were trying to listen to the music. So, yeah, I feel like it's perfect timing and talent mixed together that, like, is making us...
Makes you blow up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Tony, what do you think it is that you guys have done?
Yeah, man, it's pretty amazing. Like, the vibe between us, overall, everything. Yeah.
Organic.
Oh, it's organic, you know what I mean? It's a brotherhood over everything, you know? And the fact that it gels so easily. Like Manu said in the beginning, we didn't really know each other, you know? Even me, especially, you know? They didn't really know, okay, this guy, what's he all about? And then, but the vibes don't lie, you know? And then ultimately, the music does speak for itself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, man, it's all about being original and doing what you love. I always say we make music that we want to listen to, you know? So in the end, you know, it's all about doing you, and then the people will speak, you know? The music doesn't lie.
Do you think that the people that are huge in hip-hop in SA right now, do you think that it's going to be a different crop of people in a year from now and 2 years from now? Do you think that who we're seeing is sort of game changers right now, the people that are consistently going to do well? What do you think hip-hop looks like a year, 2 years from now?
Man, a year, 2 years from now, different faces, new faces.
Really?
Yeah. That's the point of music right now. Like, it's so quick.
Mm.
Some guy will break out today. 3 months down the line, there's another guy who has this crazy hot record nowhere.
Someone younger, someone
better. Yeah, someone younger, you know. So I really feel like it's what a time to be an artist, especially in this country, in this continent. You're in Africa. Everybody's looking at Africa right now. We're literally setting the trends for everybody else. So I feel like everybody has an opportunity now. So in the next 2 years, man, I feel like there's going to be more movements around the country. Definitely.
It's just tough, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, there's almost, I could say, like a gatekeepers, you know, that try and keep it like in a close circle where it's very difficult for an outsider when you're not within that circle to break in, you know. So it's all about
who are the gatekeepers in terms of artists or like the actual business management side of music.
I could say the business side, because a lot of the times when we come...
these giant labels? Is that what you're trying to say?
People with the money, you know, and people with control and or what plays and what goes where, you know. So a lot of the times they'll tell you, you know, you don't sound South African enough or, you know, or whatever the case may be, you know. So it's very difficult to bring on... to break a new sound without a cosign or even, you know, somebody with the money to you know, endorse it. So with that said, I could say it's also difficult to break in because of that little circle that we're trying to break into.
Just after five, we're going to be live with MT's Austin the Building, one of the biggest names in hip-hop right now. What do you think MT's done right that you as artists look at and think like, well, I could learn a thing or two from that?
I think MT did it first, man, really. Like, in terms of bringing the whole, like, he brought a different sound to Africa, I feel. And that's why he broke out, because he did it first. Everybody was like, whoa, smack, what is this? I've never heard this come out from a South African artist. So I feel like if you find your space where you live, every artist has a space where they live. If you can find that and literally convince people and consistently drop that thing where you live, you're gonna do great. And that's why MT right now is he's hot right now. So yeah, I respect that.
Guys, tell me about kind of, it's this concept of fake it till you make it. So you have to, like, it's, I mean, you know what I'm speaking about. You kind of gotta pretend like you know everything walking into a meeting, like you've just handled business meetings and you just naturally are, you know, it could be the first time you're seeing a contract in your life and you have to just be like, yes, no, I've totally seen this before, I know exactly what this is. So how do you straddle that line with fake it till you make it, because it's something that everybody does throughout their entire lives, actually. You know, I can ask you a question and you say to me, yes, it's going great. Maybe it's even saying to someone, have you had a good day, and they say, yes, I've had the best day, they've had the worst day of their lives. But there's a certain level of appearance, and we see it on social media all the time. So how do you straddle that line? And then how do you ensure that with each other, within the collective, you're being as honest with each other as you can be, even though to the outside world, like, they wouldn't know that you had a fight, or they wouldn't know that there was a problem, or you wouldn't know that someone had this issue or that issue.
Like, my take on, like, the whole fake it till you make it thing is, like, with me personally, I have a memory problem, bro. So like, like if I lie, I struggle to remember my lies. So it's a lot harder. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'd rather like just take like my current situation and just make it look dope.
Yeah.
You know, so I won't necessarily walk into a building of millionaires and act like I'm also a millionaire. Mm. I'll just act like my lane is dope. Like, you can't do what I do. So that's what sets me apart. You know what I'm saying? Instead of like acting and trying to fake it, and then when you do get tested now, you get called out for that. You know what I'm saying? It's also like in studio, it's about being real. Whenever somebody laces a verse or a hook that maybe doesn't sound right, we're honest with each other, you know?
Yeah.
We tell each other like, yo,
pop!
You understand, Charlie? You gotta do that again, you feel me? Like, it's just being real and just making it look dope. Yeah. You don't necessarily have to fake it, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really all about the people that are around you also.
Yeah.
You know, because you are the people that are around you. So every time you affiliate with yourself with people that are where you want to go or where you are, you know, and you guys have the same vision, it's like when they see y'all together, they see, oh, that's how they are. So it's you're not trying to conform to another standard.
You know,
you are your squad standard, basically.
The other trick with the collective is, of course, like it runs and has a really successful sort of period, and everyone's engaging, and then like a dash happens, and then all of a sudden then Dream Team has two people in it, and then is it even still a Dream Team? So I mean, how open and honest are you with each other in terms of like solo projects versus always collective stuff? How are you sort of, because you know you can preempt that almost, you, this is how groups go, this is just what happens.
But like with Punchline, when we didn't necessarily start out as a group, like we're not necessarily like like Destiny's Child.
It's a collective,
like, we're individual artists that you know push solo careers. So like we never have like disputes on like solo projects. It's just, you know, we came together and we're putting all our waves together.
Yeah.
So like it can't be a situation where it's like, oh, my new left the crew. Like, you know what I'm saying? We just family, cause we brothers like that. You know what I'm saying? But like, there's no Beyonce left and then Michelle had to stay and then there's none of that. Yeah.
So what's the plan for the rest of the year, guys? Because there's still quite a bit of this 2018 thing ahead.
Man, the year's long still, but we have a couple stuff planned. You know, we're working on some deals. We have a lot of music that we feel too is much. Gonna shake everything. We just trying to drop it very strategically. And we're trying to get everything in place in terms of business before we can drop it, because we don't want to waste time. We spent last year building, you know, so we did a lot of free stuff. You know, we got to build our stuff. We got to build ourselves in order, you know, for people to understand who we are. You know, I'm not going to buy a chocolate I've never seen, you know, in my life. But if I sample it somewhere and I'm like, So yeah, we have more projects coming out. A lot more visuals. We coming with the visual heat this year. Yeah. So yeah, and I'm dropping a mixtape soon, very soon. Negro Picasso dropping soon. Yeah,
come on. I just shot for Florentino Mariachi recently. Cool. So that video is gonna drop real soon. It was shot, directed by Kuda Jemba. Shout out Kuda on the lens. We live in the building. D just dropped 2 hours from G Park. His debut EP. So that's on Apple Music. It's everywhere, man. It's everywhere. Get it everywhere. What else we got? Tony, what you working on, bro?
Tony X, the R&B Jita, just finished his debut EP.
Come on.
That's coming very soon.
Come on.
Yeah, we're just sorting out all the paperwork and everything.
Nice.
And yeah, that's like, it's going to be more than just, you know, what people expect, you know.
Yeah. More shows.
A little bit more. Yeah.
Dig it. We got to land this quick. Two final things. The first thing is obviously going to be how to find you on social media. And then the second thing is anything you think I should ask MT just after 5 when we go live on DSTV channel 196. Any question you think I should ask. Don't give me questions though that I'm going to be like, am I really going to ask this guy this? But social handles and anything you think I should ask MT just after 5.
Okay, who starts? Should I get it?
Yeah.
Go for it.
On social media, on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Tinder,
Damn, you're on Tinder?
Luna Flor. Hey man, you know we gotta be out here, man. It's Luna Florentino with the underscore at the end. So that's LunaFlorentino with the underscore at the end on every social media platform. On Facebook, it's just Luna Florentino. Follow the boy. We live, baby.
Yeah, on my side, it's at Manu underscore world star. That's on Twitter, that's on Facebook, that's on Instagram. You know, you can't have my WhatsApp number, unfortunately. But yeah, that's my social media handle. And wait, who's gonna ask that question?
Oh, yeah, okay. They're gonna give it up to Tony XSA.
Damn, okay. Tony underscore XSA. That's Tony with a Y. Yeah, and the question for MT, damn.
Man, I got a question, man.
You got a question for MT?
How does it feel being a young black man that can take care of his kids well? I know a lot of young men that have kids out here
everywhere
that ain't doing nothing, like, you know. So I want to know how that feels to wake up every morning and be like, yo, man, my two kids can eat.
Yeah.
Well.
Cool. Yeah, we're going to ask him just after 5, live on DSTV 196 Plus, of course, Cliff Central. Manu World Star, Luna Florentino, and Tony X, thanks so much for stopping by.
Shout out to The Exclusive, wherever you were. Shout out, my boy.
There you go.
Thanks.
Punchline in the building.